Good evening, good morning, whatever time it is you listen to this. This is Trevor with another episode of the Carrot Cast coming at you. And this is a Trevor Truck Talk edition. If you're new to the Carrot Cast, every now and then when I'm driving somewhere and I have a spark of inspiration, just something that's on my mind for that day, I whip out the recorder and record something. So right now, it's a little out for 9 o'clock, driving home, 9 o'clock p.m., driving home right now from the office and also a community group we get together with. Other friends every Wednesday. We had that earlier and then grabbed some stuff at the office and head home. But I want to run something by you really quick. Talking about mentorship, and it doesn't matter if you're newer as an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter if you're an experienced entrepreneur. You've probably heard the phrase before that you should always be mentoring someone. You should always be a mentee. And that's something I didn't take seriously until literally the past 3-4 years. And I've been an entrepreneur. I've never had a job, right? So I'm 35 years old and I've never had a job that wasn't a job that I you know, didn't create the income from. So my first 10 years or so as an entrepreneur, I really didn't go after any official mentor relationships. Now, I had some amazing mentors. My dad's best friend, Jack Milligan, amazing mentor out of college. My father, amazing mentor. My grandfather, amazing mentor. And several other people were amazing mentors in my life, but they were always kind of like unofficial mentors. We didn't have a real structured relationship where we got together and there was an exchange of knowledge, an exchange of value, an exchange of real conversation on a consistent basis. It was kind of here and there kind of thing. And the reason this is popping up in my brain right now is I've mentioned to you guys before, I hired a leadership coach about a year, right about a year ago, like almost exactly a year ago now. And this leadership coach is the first coach I've ever hired in my life. Not cheap, y'all, about $2,500 a month. So add that up. So it's, what is that, $35,000, $30,000 a year. And some of the best investment I've ever made, you know, was with that coach this year. And that coach helped us put in some structure into the business, helped coach me up in a big way as a leader. And he really has helped us wade through this phase. Now, we're not out of this growth phase at all. That's a hard growth phase because when you go from 8 people, 10 people, 15, 20, things like that, the dynamic changes in a big way for you as a leader. Now, I'm not going to dive into team building and stuff in this episode of the CareCast. What I want to talk about is tonight We had our annual Christmas cocktail hour at the Loft, our entrepreneur co-workspace here in Roseburg, Oregon, where Carrot HQ is. And every year we get together, we invite our young entrepreneur group, we invite community members who are involved in the entrepreneur community here that we're really helping to build and foster. And we say, hey, rather than having a pub talk this month where we have an entrepreneur talk, let's all just get together, come and go as you please during these 2 hours, 4 to 6. You have to bring a toy for our Toys for Tots toy drive, and then let's just hang out and have fellowship. And twice tonight, and this is the lesson I want to kind of toss out there, is there's a right way and a wrong way to go about getting a great mentor, a right way and a wrong way to go about building a relationship with an amazing influencer. There's a right way and a wrong way to go about really cracking through the clutter with someone that you're looking to connect with that's, let's say, a higher level than you are, whatever it is. You know, if you're trying to crack through this person that is at a level much higher than you, or a level that you're wanting to get to, or you're looking to learn from this person, there's a right and a wrong way. In my past life, when I talked about this in one of the CareCast episodes, probably the most popular one today, the one that I've gotten the most feedback on anyway, is my 8 life steps to success or something like that. You can go find it in the archives. If you have not listened to that, I walked through the 8 decisions I had to go through in my life up to this point to get where I am. And I think these are universal decisions. But when a friend of mine asked me, hey, what are the things that made you successful? We just talked. I'm like, man, those were the things. Like, those are the 8 things I had to do. And so I go through that episode. One of the first things I had to learn how to be a go-giver. I had to learn how to give before I ever asked for receiving. And there were a couple of times tonight at the cocktail hour, and this is all my fault. You know, I didn't protect my time well, but I got in the door And because I've been really the one who's built this community here, you kind of become the center of it. You kind of become that influencer, the mini, I hate the word, but that mini celebrity where everyone kind of wants to chat with you. And I love being able to provide value for people. But I got in the door, got grabbed by a guy immediately. And we had a great conversation, but then I was wanting to get to the party and hang out with everyone else. I had about 40 people there. And then I got grabbed by another group, and that was something I had set up. I told them, hey, come to this, let's chat a little bit, and let's get over. I didn't set time boundaries, and we probably chatted for 30 minutes, me, Seth, who I've had on this podcast before, and them, and they have a great cause. I'm going to be working with them. I'm insanely proud of what they're doing, and I'm going to be part of it. But there's a lesson there, and I'm also going to transition this other guy. As soon as I got done with them, I was going to go to the party, hang out with everyone. I got grabbed by another guy on the other side of our offices, and as I was going to put something into my office, he kind of grabbed me in there on the chat. That turned into an almost hour-long talk, which is my fault, not his. It's 100% my fault for letting it go that long. But ultimately what happened was this. Both of those groups, like the first group, very, very worthy, insanely proud of what they're doing. Like I said, I'm going to be a part of it. They didn't really need to sell me on me working with them. They didn't really need to sell me on me investing my time with them. Now, my time is scarce, of course. My time is scarce, but they, out of the 30 minutes, it was probably 27 minutes of them. And like I said, if you're listening to this, I don't want this to come across the wrong way, because it's a great conversation. I love the cause, but probably 27 minutes or 25 minutes was them chatting and trying to sell. And then it was another, just a few minutes on us, you know, me and Seth actually talking. And that's one thing I've learned over the years is ask more questions if you're trying to find a mentor, or you're trying to connect with someone who's at a level that you're wanting to go, or you're just trying to get access to someone. Ask them more questions, okay? But ask them questions where you're inquisitive about them and about what they care about and how they, you know, what they're going for. And then what you do is then when you're speaking, the speaking from then is how can you provide value to those answers they just gave you? How can they provide value to what, you know, how can you provide value to what they said that they're passionate about? And during this meeting, you know, I left it going, okay, cool. I'm going to be working with them on some of this stuff, really helping to make other entrepreneurs, other businesses healthier and implement some Blue Zone project type stuff. Anyway, I'm going, okay, so that conversation probably could have been 5 minutes, or it could have been 30 minutes, but they could have been really digging in going, you know, how can I provide value to you with this versus just how can you provide value to this effort we've got? Sorry about that. I'm getting in and out of the truck. I had to grab some mail. So then the next guy, same thing. Like I sat there because I love hearing people's stories. I'm passionate about entrepreneurs, about what you guys can go out there and impact. I'm passionate about when you create a business and a business model that's sustainable, at what you can go out there and do. So I love hearing the story. I love hearing the excitement from entrepreneurs and what they're looking to do. But this gentleman, same thing. He went on talking about himself for 45 minutes. And every time he would ask a question of me, he would then start back up 2 seconds later on basically him answering it for me. And so once again, the guy has amazing intentions. I really want to help him grow the business. But the thing is, it doesn't really give me the incentive or excite me to work with someone when it seems like it's a one-way relationship, you know? So if you're going out there looking to get access to someone, if you're going out there looking to build a relationship with someone, if you're looking out, going out there to find a mentor, the first thing you should be doing is not talking about yourself. The first thing you should be doing is not asking for what you can get. The first thing you should be doing is find that person, become passionate about learning about what they are passionate about. Become passionate about learning about what their biggest problems are. Become passionate about learning where they want to go. And then what you do is then you plug yourself into their narrative, into their story, and help them get there. Okay, help them get there, or help them relate their story to your story, and go, man, you know, that's something I really love too, and I really look up to the way that you've done that. And that's just something right there that I really want to model some of those things that you've done. And you know, here's I love doing this. But so when you were going through this scenario in your business, how did you wade through that? Because I'm going through that right now too. So what you did there is you didn't say, man, I've got this problem. Can you help me solve this thing? You said, man, you know, through your story, can you tell me in your story how you did this? So that's a massive shift in mindset, because you're not throwing it on, you're not saying, I've got this problem, I need to suck this knowledge out of your brain. You're saying, I am curious about your story. I'm curious about your story and how you waded through this problem. Entrepreneurs and mentors and givers are going to be passionate about telling you that story because they want to teach you. Okay, they want to teach you. But the second that it becomes you sucking everything out of them with just the expectation of, oh, you're someone who's successful, therefore you owe it to me to be able to give that to all of them, you know, to give me everything. Or the other way of, you know what, I feel like I've just got to sell you on this or to tell my story without understanding who you are, where you come from, what you truly are looking for until the end of the conversation. Like, please flip that equation. If you're looking for an amazing mentor, if you're looking to get access to someone that is in a position, you're like, man, I want to get access to that person. The first thing you should do is when you meet them, ask them a bunch of questions about themselves. What do they care about? What is it that charges them up? What is it that they're going for? What is it that they're passionate about? Where are they going? Be curious in their story. And then circle it back to you and go, man, I connect with these three things right there. You know, I connect with those things. And here's how I can provide value to you and where you want to go. And then that mentor is going to really want to then work with you. You know, and once again, kind of going back to the first couple, I'm going to work with them. I think they're amazing at what they're doing. It's awesome. Great cause. But here's what I would have done. I would have asked questions first. Hey, you know, I know you've built this and I know you're passionate about this. I would have done the research first. And you know what? Those are things we're passionate about too. But where do you want to go with Carrot? Where do you want to go with this entrepreneur community? You know, how do you feel that's going to fit into making this community an overall better place? You know, what excites you about that? What excites you right now about some of the things you're doing with Carrot and with this business? Cause I'm pumped about learning that. And then get that person talking about themselves and then go, you know what? You know, we've got this common passion. I've got this common passion for helping people live lives better by this way. And it sounds like you're doing some of those same things. I've got some ideas for you guys. Would you mind if I gave you a book? Would you mind if I gave you some ideas? You guys are already doing this, but if you're cool with it, you said that this is what you want to do in your business. I want to give you these ideas to implement, and I want to help you with the resources and tools to implement this, to help this, you know, enrich your lives and your employees' lives. And then would it be cool if we can get that working, that then we can just share that with other businesses around here so they can also implement that, so we can just all uplift ourselves in this community to be living healthier, to be running better businesses, be living happier lives, having employees that are happier. That would be great. Can we work on that together? Dude, I would be pumped about that. And then it was about them providing value to me instead of the other way around, right? So anyway, like I said, don't want it to come across the wrong way. And I have approached things the wrong way in the past as well. And I have noticed when that person shut me down. It was when I started talking about myself and my needs and my story before I ever even showed any interest for theirs, before I ever even asked those questions, before I was ever so interested in their story that they then became interested in mine. So go out there and find a mentor, first of all. Okay, go out there and find a mentor. Become so curious about their story, where they're going, passionate about where they're going, that then they want to then reciprocate and help. Please do that. Okay, it's going to build amazing mentor relationships. And also on the other side, please go out there and mentor someone. Be a mentee and a mentor. So when someone comes to you that you know you can truly help, coach them through that process. Coach them through that process. Ask them what they're passionate about. Ask them where they're wanting to go. If they start talking about their problems, redirect it and focus on the important part of it. Say, cool, cool. So that's what you're going through right now. That is something I can help you solve. But what I'm really curious about is this. What I'm really curious about, why are you even doing that? Like, where do you want to go? What does this business mean to you? You know, what does this mean to you? How does that fit in with your overall life happiness plan? You know, things like that. And then go, okay, now that I understand you, let's circle it back to this. And yeah, I think I can help you with this. Or you know what? Now that I understand you, you know, whatever it is, maybe I don't want to work with you. Maybe I don't really can't help you much. Maybe this other person's better for you. Okay. So anyway, going to get that off of mind. Going to head into the house right now, hang out with the family. But please, don't waste your time. Don't waste a potential mentor's time or someone you're looking to gain access to. Give value to them. Show true, honest interest in them. Stop trying to sell your story. Stop trying to sell yourself and your ideas to them. Okay. Become interested in them first. Show passion for what they're passionate about, if that's something you share passion for. Okay. Find a way to solve their problems and needs. Build value with them. Because all day long, people in that position are getting people are trying to extract. Because when someone gets in that position, everyone wants a piece. You will stand out because you're the only one or very few that actually is trying to give that person value with asking for nothing in return. That is how you find an amazing mentor. Right? Have an amazing rest of the day and go listen to other episodes of the Carrot Cast. And by the time you listen to this, it's going to be nearing the new year here, 2017, 2018. And we've got a special call coming up. If you want to learn how to plan out an amazing year ahead, every single year I do this call at the end of December. And this one is called the Planning an Epic Year. Planning an Epic Year 2018 version. If you're listening to this in 2020, amazing. You can still find the current year's most recent replay and the resources at oncarrot.com/epic. oncarrot.com/epic. You can find the recent replay, or if you're checking this out in December, you're going to be able to find the registration page for that. So you can sign up for the live call with me. I'm going to walk through my planning process. I'm going to walk through how I set goals, the structure I use, the documents I use, all of that stuff. I'm going to give you my process. This is oncarrot.com/epic to check it out. And share it up, please. Share it up. That could change someone's world if they get access to this material. Okay. All right. Have an amazing rest of the week. Please go back and subscribe to iTunes, to Carrotcast on iTunes, because we release these 1 to 2 weeks before we ever release them on the blog. You get first dibs, first access. And also, hit us with that rating and review if you haven't. All right. Hit us with it. I'm crying over here for all of you who are listening to the Carrotcast religiously and sending me emails and text messages and Facebook notes about how much you love it. Please take that love and throw it on iTunes as well, because that's part of the way that iTunes, it changes their algorithm, whatever, ranks podcasts to get people's messages in front of people. Let's get this message in front of other people to help change their life too. All right. Have an amazing rest of the week.